Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 23rd. Overnight, we had March corn up a penny and three quarters at 4.48. March wheat up 2 1/4 cents at 5.35 1/4, and Jan beans down 2 1/4 cents at 9.72 1/4. We did have some sales this morning: 132,000 metric tons of corn to unknown, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Just a quick note, we will be closing early on Tuesday at noon, reopening on Thursday morning at normal times. The corn may have been a little bit higher overnight as Argentina looks to be a little bit dry. They had some rains in the fringe areas, but not too much, and it looks dry moving forward. Brazil also looks dry heading into January, though they've had plenty of rains out here in the last 6 weeks. The corn got up to 4.48 1/4 overnight. We've got big resistance at the 200-day moving average at 4.50 to 4.51. If we could have two consecutive closes with higher closes each day over 4.51, that would look very powerful on the charts and looking to move higher. Beans are trying to carve out a little bottom here. Same thing with the wheat. The beans, apparently, China took 500,000 metric tons of beans last week late, but we haven't seen anything really show up on the exports. For the week, we'll have export sales at on Friday because of the holiday. Today, we'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. Hopefully, we'll see something strong there as well. It's interesting that there is no government shutdown, though the Dow Jones looks to open up 136 lower here. Right now, it's about 300 points off its highs. We're about 120 off its lows. So we've got Christmas week this week. Obviously, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year out here. A lot of traders will be off on vacation. So, you know, generally we don't see as much trade, which means it could get volatile if somebody really wants to push this market one way or the other. But in general, I would think we'd be relatively quiet out here. The dollar is back up today. It's up 54 ticks. 107.89. That's not too helpful out here, but we'll see where the market takes us here today. But for the week, I think corn has the best chance of putting in a really decent close, and that would be certainly helpful. The cattle on feed report, by the way, it looked maybe just a touch bearish with placements a little bit higher than what they were looking for. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.